You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Till I can get my satisfaction.
I like this. Me too.
Push me, and then just hurt me. Till I can get my satisfaction.
All right. Satisfaction, you guys. If you're tuning in right now, you are listening to the AfterBuzz recap for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. It's a new season, and we're on episode 2. But before we get started, I think we want to do a couple shout-outs. First shout-out being happy birthday to Maria Menounos.
Yay!
Love her.
Honestly,
she is so beautiful inside and out.
And she really is. And if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be here. And she had a really big blowout birthday party last night, and we attended. And
we're a little... This is a
hungover episode, but we wanted to wish Maria a happy birthday. And also, it's Gay Pride Weekend here in Los Angeles. And Maria was the Grand Marshal of the big parade in West Hollywood. So that's another thing to celebrate.
Yes.
So, woo!
So happy Pride.
I wish I wasn't hungover, because otherwise I would have gone to the Pride festivities, because I normally do, but it was just too much.
Too much after last night. Shenanigans.
But there's someone, in our circle that was out really late, but I'm not gonna name names.
Steven.
All right, well, it's just the two of us today. It's me and Susan, Deanna, and...
Susan, holding it down.
Holding it down, but we think we can pull it together for you on this episode of The Jersey Housewives. Where can they find you, Susan?
Oh, okay. They can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and Soundtracking.
Perfect. And if you got anyone wants to tweet into us right now, you can tweet me at GoToGirlTV, and you can tweet Susan.
At It's Susan Hahn, ItsSusanHahn.
Okay, so let's dig in. Oh, one more thing we want to remind you guys. Make sure you download us on iTunes. It's free. Doesn't cost a thing. Free.com. Make your comments. We read everyone's comments. We read your comments last week. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I've been meaning to
give some shout outs.
Yes, reply back. But
yeah, so we definitely listen to your comments and we love your feedback. So keep that coming. And be sure to rate us. We are looking for a 5. I think we're at a 4 right now.
Yeah.
So let's bump that up to a 5. So make sure you rate us, you guys. It's free. All right. So it's time to dig in.
Let's go.
So this we all know, because this is episode 2, and I think it's funny, the title is A Manzo of Her Word, and everybody knows that that's referring to Caroline. Now, we didn't get to the good drama until the very end of the episode, which is when Caroline and Teresa have their big sit-down. But let's talk about some of the fun things before we get to the juice of this episode. So, let's see. First up, I'll talk briefly. Caroline mentioned something about how, she doesn't really want to meet with Teresa, but because she comes from such a large family, it just hurts her heart to see, Teresa and Joe, arguing and at odds with each other. Like I said, we'll get to it a little later, but do you think she should have just left well enough alone and just, minded her own business? Or
Caroline,
what do you think?
Well, Caroline Manzo is a very, very strong woman. And, she also mentions briefly, she is often mistaken as a bully because she speaks the truth and she likes that about herself.
Yeah.
Caroline Manzo will not do anything that she does not want to do. So this whole thing about I don't want to go and talk to Teresa is bullshit. I think that she is genuinely disappointed in Teresa, and her heart does hurt. But at mm-hmm. the same time, this was her friend. Brain dead. This is her friend from a long time ago. Yeah. So there's history there. And, you know, sometimes as abusive, as crazy as it sounds, sometimes you kind of miss that friendship. And I think both these women genuinely still care about each other. I think there's a lot of issues that they need to work out. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is they both have strong personalities. And I think that if they genuinely can apologize to one another, they can really become friends again. But they're both stubborn and they're both prideful.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I feel like Caroline, in a way, wants to get involved.
I think she really wants to get involved. So I didn't need the disclaimer about, well, I didn't want to get into it again. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, just say what it is. Mm-hmm. You want to get involved. Last episode, she had a conversation with Joe. Now, this episode, she's having a conversation with Teresa, and Teresa was really apprehensive about it. She's mm-hmm. just like, you know, mind your business. And I have to say, there was a part of me that kind of agreed with Teresa, because we all know at this point, based off of last season, they're not friends. These two women are not friends. Mm-hmm. Or they're, put it like this, there's a huge wedge in their relationship. So I don't know. There's a part of me, I do feel like Caroline, maybe her intentions are good, but I don't know if it was the right thing to do.
I agree with you. And Caroline, you know, mentions like, oh, there's Teresa bringing in my situation. Well, it's kind of the same thing. You know, Caroline is friends with Joe and Melissa. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Teresa happens to be friends with Dina. It's the same thing. It's Teresa calling Caroline like, hey, let's meet for tea or whatever
right.
the conversation was. And it's like, I think that you should sit down with Dina. Caroline would have flipped her shit. She would have been like, you know what? Thank you, but please stay out of my business. Mm-hmm. So I was a little, not surprised, but I was kind of proud of Teresa for handling the situation the way she did.
Right.
Because it's not easy for an outsider coming into family business. And then it's like Teresa versus Joe, Teresa versus Melissa, Teresa versus Kathy. That's between family, you know, especially with Teresa's father, you know, with hospitalized and
right.
and just not at his best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kathy calling him a coward. I'm sure Teresa's like, you know what? She could go F herself right now, you know. And for Caroline to kind of bring up that issue, I was pretty surprised. I was proud of Teresa and how she handled the situation.
So do you think, okay, so yeah, the episode did start off with basically, Teresa dealing with a health issue with her dad. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a pacemaker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and her father is in his 70s, I believe. So we all know that that's a risk. Do you think it was wrong for Caroline to play this, you know, look, your dad isn't getting any younger. You know, heaven forbid he passes away and you guys are still at odds with each other. Do you think that was unfair of Caroline to bring up like that?
I mean, for her to use that angle, it might have been a cheap shot. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah. And, you know, she needs to get it through her big black hair of hers. And, you know, I mean, if that's what Caroline's going to use as leverage, and you know what? Let it be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, moving on. I'm sure this will come up again since this is really the crux of this episode. Yeah. But, all right, what else can we talk about here?
Are we done with the whole Caroline and Teresa meeting?
No, I don't think so. I kind of want to hop around a little bit.
Okay.
I kind of want to hop around a little bit.
Okay.
So let's talk about some lighter issues. So we see Kathy and Rich mm-hmm. this episode, and this is the first time we're seeing Victoria and Joe, because the first episode was really, you know, more about them recollecting about Hurricane Sandy and kind of catching up from the last season. So, Little Joe, I don't know if he's still little anymore. He's so many
Joseph.
Joes. Joe, yeah. Joe Gorga, Joe Judice, Joseph Wakili. Like, can they get a new name here? Little Joey. He's got, you know, a little test drive. He's learning how to drive. Do you feel like there is a decent storyline with the Wakilis this season? Because I feel like...
A decent storyline?
I just feel like so far, like, okay, so we, you know, we see little Joey learning how to drive, and then they show up to Victoria's, you know, to surprise her or whatever in college. I just kind of feel like it's just a little fluff. Like, do you feel like there's real
with them? Well, you can tell Kathy's starting to get really fed up with Richie. You can just, like, her demeanor with him is just like, shut the hell up already. I mean, I love Richie, but he's absolutely obnoxious. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's all fun and games until your 15-year-old or 16-year-old son who's behind the wheel you know, gets distracted and you guys fucking crash into a tree. It's right. like, that's not the time and place to joke around. Richie, I thought that was a little, like, okay, ballsy for him to kind of do that with his son while he's basically learning how to drive.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of inappropriate.
Well, I think what's interesting is that last week we brought up in News and Gossip mm-hmm. how there were a lot of rumors going around that Richie and Kathy were, you know, their marriage, they were on the outs and things were bad. And how she was dispelling those rumors, saying, nope, everything's mm-hmm. fine. We're not going to be another Real Housewives franchise divorce. Mm-hmm. But I kind of agree with you. This episode, you can kind of see where her frustrations are building with Richie. So I wonder, at least for nothing else, giving them a storyline, because so far it doesn't
seem... It's been pretty cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, she even said out of her own words, like, you know what? Richie's behavior is really starting to get to me.
Yeah.
And how could it not? I mean, they show up at Victoria's school and he's like... touching like the literally the dummy that's on the bed. And
is that
it's
a
like,
cadaver? No, it's not.
And he's like, is this a shot glass? No, it's not. And it's just, you know, I can see where Kathy could get annoyed
yeah.
with his behavior.
Well, I guess it leads me to my next thing I want to say is, do we believe, you know, that their marriage is it on the rocks? Like, do you think that there's something there?
I think with any marriage, you're going to go through a rocky point.
Yeah.
So for them to say no or yes, it's I think, A, it's personal and it's very private, but I mean...
How private is it if they're, you know,
right.
if it's playing out on TV?
Right. But, I mean, yeah, I think every marriage goes through its rocky points, and maybe right now it's on camera. It just happens to be on television, you know?
We shall see.
But I think those two will work it out. I'm
yeah.
not worried about them.
I do agree with you. I think we're seeing a lot more of her personality. Like, and I don't want to say a negative way, mm-hmm. but just, you know.
And you brought up a good point, because I know that when she was visiting Victoria, she was like, you know, by the time you're going to be done with your whole nursing program, you're going to be 25, 26. I was 25 when I got married. I'm not saying that I regret anything, but I do mm-hmm. regret not going to college. And she did slip in a little... graduating college, you never have to depend on anybody.
Mm.
Kind of like giving her that security, like you have your education.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's something that Kathy is definitely feeling now.
Maybe that's something we'll see more of as the season unfolds. It would be nice, because I feel like so far, I know we're only two episodes in, but so far it's a little like, okay, give me some story here somewhere. All right, moving on. So Chris Lurita and Joe Gorga, they have a little men's bonding moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about Chris's son, Christopher, mm-hmm. who has autism.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas. I'm sorry. Why did I call him Christopher? Nicholas.
They have a son named Christopher, too.
They do. But yeah. Nicholas is the one that they yes. were bonding over. I don't know. Like, do you feel like at this point now that... Chris and Jacqueline, you know, they have their son's diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
He's got autism. Do you think that being on the show is... Do you think it's appropriate for them to kind of highlight their son's illness
Absolutely.
In this forum?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because it's... I mean, it's reality. This is something that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they did try to hide it. They tried to hide it all last season.
Yeah.
And, you know, viewers, I mean, they signed up for a show, you know, as shitty as that sounds, they signed up for a show, and we as viewers want to know what's really going on, and
mm-hmm.
for them to let us in and to share their innermost secrets with us, I mean, that just makes them more human, and we can relate to them even more now. We have
yeah.
so much compassion towards them,
mm-hmm.
and like Jacqueline said, I mean, this opened so many doors for her. She did that video blog with Parenting
yeah.
Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is all happening because her and her husband decided to be open with the world.
Yeah.
And in return, she wants to tell her story and help out whoever else is going through.
I agree with you. I think using this show as a forum to help, you know, spread awareness about autism. And I actually read Jacqueline's blog from last week, and that's exactly like what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring more awareness to autism, you know, help, you know, just raise awareness
yeah.
and fight the disorder. So I actually think that it's a good thing, because we see so much on these shows where people are fighting and there's wars and there's, you know, so at least maybe something good can come out of it. So
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure that they're getting a lot of help, a lot of advice.
Mm-hmm.
They're in therapy. I mean, the kid said, "I love you" for the first time in a year and a half. You know, that's progress.
That was so sweet.
We were in tears. Yeah. I mean, because we were like, is he going to say it? I hope he says it. And he says it. And it's just like, it's so rewarding, you know?
Well, not only that, but I think it just for people who aren't directly affected by autism. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a child or a nephew or a cousin or anything, I think it really allows you firsthand to see how that disorder can affect you. Yeah. You know what I mean? So for her, because she thought she was never going to hear him say that again. And can you imagine being a mother and never hearing your child say, I love you?
No, so, I can't imagine that. So it's heartbreaking.
It really is. So I like the idea that she's using the show. Like, she's basically saying, you know what, screw the drama with Teresa and with Melissa and all these people. This is what I have to focus on. It's my son. And I feel like for this season, I think we're going to see, like, a stronger side of Jacqueline. I feel like she's just going to be, like, a no-holds-barred, like, look, I don't freaking care, you know, because I've got other priorities. Yes. So I kind of really like that.
Can we talk about Melissa and Joe's house?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the house.
Okay. I'm a little upset because, you know, Joe expresses that he doesn't want to leave this house. He loves this house. And Melissa wants to leave this house. And I understand, like, you know, you have your family drama and sometimes the in-laws don't get along. I get it.
Yeah.
I have two sister-in-laws and sometimes, you know, I would like to strangle them. But at the same time, that's family. Like, your brother is not going to change.
Right.
His bloodline with you. That is your brother. And the fact that you're going to have to uplift the whole family and move, it's a tad bit selfish.
Well,
but not only that, they're screwed anyways because no one wants to buy that piece of shit because there's like the bathroom's like breaking the sink. They're like, it's wood. It ain't even marble.
That was really
embarrassing. That's not even cool. You know what I mean? Now, you know, when you go look for a house, you're like,
freaking fixture fell off in her hand. Well, okay, let's start from the top on this. So first of all, I'm just going to go back to last season to the reunion where Melissa was like, we're moving. I don't want my kids to be near your kids, blah, blah, blah. I think it was very misleading for her to make that comment because here we are nearly a year later. You're still in the same house.
Well, this was 6 months when they had their house on the market for 6 months at this point.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. So 6 months. So I just feel like that was such a big grand statement she made at the reunion saying, we're moving. We don't want to be near you. But okay, now we're in season four. And I do know, just to clear it up with everybody,
They have not moved.
A, they haven't moved. B, they started filming this season while they were still wrapping up the last season. So I get that. But it's almost like you made this really big grand statement. We're moving.
Because
I'm moving away
kids,
because I don't want my kids to be around. Bitch, you're still in the same house.
Yeah.
So, and I read her blog too, you know, on the Bravo site, and she got a lot of heat from people, from fans, basically saying, well, you said you were moving, but you're in the same house, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. I think Melissa is starting to dig a hole that she can't get herself out of.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of those fans on the Bravo site, and we can get to that later too, or, you know.
I have to say this really quickly. Like, with Melissa, yes. You know, Teresa's all sorts of crazy, and we get it, but you know what? At least, I mean, and I'm not even saying that Teresa owns up to her craziness, but Melissa is consistently playing the victim when clearly you are not the victim, because you are spitting back just as hard as Teresa, just maybe not in those words, maybe a little bit more, you know, maybe a little bit more undercover and a little bit more deceiving, but Melissa's just as catty, if I can say, or just as bitchy and shady as Teresa is. And I think that this is definitely catching up. And, you know, I think Caroline made a point about, you know, the kids. I understand, like, the kids are the ones in the middle. But I can't blame it all on Teresa. It's Joe Giudice. He has so much of an influence on her, and he... Even with, you know, the meeting with Teresa and Caroline, he's like, well, you know, don't listen to her unless she says sorry. It's like, that's not how women handle things. That's not how we handle things. And I'm glad that Teresa didn't take his advice and she went anyways and she stood her ground. She heard everything that Caroline had to say. But it's just, I feel like Joe Giudice is he has such a chip on his shoulder. And it's always like everything that comes out of his mouth is so negative. And that takes a toll on your wife.
Well, now that we're talking about this, Melissa's blog, she actually had the longest blog. Hers was 7 pages out of all the other housewives for last episode. So basically, she wanted to clear up a lot of issues. Mm-hmm. And within that 7 pages, a couple things that she hits on. First of all, she hit on the the whole concept of why she fought so hard not to have the girls meet at Teresa's house. Mm-hmm. And basically she said, you know, I know that Joe and Teresa, they call me names, they talk about me, they spread lies. I don't want my kids to be around that and hear that. Mm-hmm. So that's why she just wanted to meet on a neutral ground. Fine. Okay, I get that. Then she talked about Antonia's birthday party. She said about how she was upset that Gia and Teresa were kind of like basically gossiping about Antonia's birthday party, which happened, I don't know, months ago. Mm-hmm. Why are they talking about it? But I will say the fans, they really called her out because in Melissa's blog, she said that basically she asked Antonia, do you want to have a birthday party or do you want to have a communion party? Mm-hmm. You get to pick. And the little girl said, I want to have my communion party. Mm-hmm. So instead of having a big birthday party, inviting lots of kids, Melissa said that they invited a couple little girls over, and that was her birthday party. But
what's a communion party? Like her first communion?
Exactly.
That's a family thing. What are you talking about?
Well, so let me finish.
Okay.
So, but in the comments of the blog, a lot of people like were really upset, and that's when a lot of people were calling Melissa a liar because they said that essentially last season, Melissa said in her blog that the reason why she didn't have a party for Antonia was because she wanted to take her to Great Adventure or something like mm-hmm. that. So everybody was calling her out mm-hmm. as a liar because now she's saying, you know, mm-hmm. it's communion or birthday, which is it? So the fans do not like Melissa and everybody's calling her a liar and they're tired of her, you know, just basically making herself a victim. And I'm starting to get on board with that. How about you?
I've been on board with that.
Yeah, this is true.
I was
this
the one
true.
Driving that wagon, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, Melissa's true colors are coming out and she's getting caught up in her lies.
They truly, truly are. Now, let's back to the house, okay? So, the real estate person that showed up to Melissa's house was friends with Teresa. I forget the woman's name, but do you remember her name?
Was it Jackie?
Jackie, maybe that's it.
I wasn't sure. I know that the potential client was Misa.
Exactly.
But I think her name was Jackie. I'm not sure, but
right. The potential client.
Who cares though? She's friends with Teresa. This is a small town. I mean,
do you think that's kind of like a
Teresa kind of central
like
over
a plant
there?
Or something? Yeah.
No, like I said, they know a lot of people. They're a family. My goodness, they're gonna know a lot of people, and they mm-hmm. live 5 minutes from each other. You know,
this is true.
I mean, you can't really. You got it. Yeah, it's just no. I don't think that. What is Teresa gonna plan? Go and check out their house?
I don't know. Just maybe like send this woman over and have someone else go and look at the house
and then break their sink
or just find things. You know what I mean? Just you know something for them to talk shit about. I don't know. You know.
Well, just I don't think that they're finding anything. I think that you, when you go and look at a house for $3.8 million, you're going to go and you're going to do a clean, you're going to do like a deep, I'm sorry, I'm brain dead. You're going to look in details, you know what I mean? And so is it, whether Teresa sent her or not, it's not Teresa's fault that the sink is wood and not marble. You know what I mean?
And this shit didn't work.
So, and then, you know, the realtor did say that for $3.8 million, it has to come with a pool. And Joe Gorga was like, no way. You know, this house is worth $3.8 million. But you know what? And the market's tough right now. So,
well, neither you or me live in New Jersey. So I have no idea what $3.8 million gets you in that part of town.
Yes.
So I don't know. Moving on.
It is. You know, I was surprised to hear that Joe Gorga apologized to Kim D. And Caroline brought up a good point.
Yes.
Well, okay, but why are you still friends with her?
That's a really good point.
It's a really good point. I think Teresa genuinely, you know, okay, I think that Teresa genuinely does not like Melissa. And I think that the reason is that, you know, her brother, like, her brother doesn't want to move. And, you know, if there's any hope for them working something out, you have to deal with it. You can't run away from it. And that's exactly what Melissa's plan is to run away from Teresa. And that's, I understand that she doesn't want her kids growing up hearing mm-hmm. lies or names or whatever. I get that. As a mother, you want to protect your kids. But to uplift them and to move somewhere else, I mean, you need to deal with your problems, the issue on hand. And I think that, you know, Teresa knows Melissa a little bit better than any of us does. And
right.
maybe she does have a valid reason for not liking this girl.
Well, let's get back to, like, Caroline's comments about how she said, well, why are you friends with Kim D?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we talked about this last season, but essentially, at the end of the day, we all know that Teresa wants a friend who is going to not refute her, who's going to agree with her, you know what I mean? Because the minute you don't agree with something that she's doing, you're not loyal. Like, I feel like that's her, in her mind, that's, you know, what a friend is. So if you have your own opinion mm-hmm. about something, or if you try and play devil's advocate about something, you're not loyal.
But, okay, so let's revisit last season. So she was at Kim D's salon, and this, you know, creepy guy comes along. He's like, hey, I know your sister-in-law.
Right.
And Teresa's like, no. I mean, I didn't really see a problem in the way Teresa handled this. She was just like, I don't want to hear anything about this. And she walked out. A lot of people disagreed. And, you know, people were like, Teresa should have flipped her shit and been mm-hmm. like, don't you dare talk about my sister-in-law. But
I think she handled it appropriately.
I did, too. Because yeah. you know what? Yes, that's her sister-in-law, but she doesn't necessarily love Melissa.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, I think Teresa was finally like, okay, is the truth finally going to come out?
Right.
Is Melissa going to own up to the rumors of her being a stripper?
Well, I think what was inappropriate was when they were at the actual fashion show.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy, I forget his name, but the creepy guy, we'll call mm-hmm. him that,
yeah.
he approaches their table. That's when Teresa didn't handle it as well,
right.
in my opinion.
Right.
But in the very beginning, when she was at the salon, she walked away from it. She's like, I'm not going to entertain this conversation. Bravo. That was great. But
right.
in the actual event,
right.
she did not have her sister-in-law's back.
No, she didn't want to have her back, though.
No.
She didn't
no,
want to have her back.
True.
And she was kind of like, I think Teresa sat back and wanted to see how Melissa was going to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
This guy clearly knows you. Now, how are you going to handle it? Yes, Teresa could have stood up for her, but I don't think Teresa wanted to. I think Teresa made a choice and was like, deal with your shit. How are you going to handle this? You're being called out in front of all the girls.
Do you think
I don't think that it should have all fell down on Teresa, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but somebody was part of that setup.
Somebody was part of that setup. But I don't agree with a lot of things that Teresa has said and done, but I don't necessarily know if she was the one part of that setup.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought Caroline brought up a really good point. Why are you friends with this woman? This woman has just caused so much drama. She's basically, like we've talked about it, she's basically trying to be on the show, mm-hmm. trying to get her little camera time.
Yeah.
And why has your friendship grown with this woman over time
when she's just a bad seed?
I don't know. That says a lot. To me, that says a lot about Teresa.
Right. But then she doesn't have a lot of friends. Where is she going to go? Life is boring without any friends, you know? It's a lonely world. What are you going to do? You know,
well,
at the end of the day.
On that note, life is boring or it's lonely when you don't have any friends. So,
or anything to laugh about.
Or if you don't have anything to laugh about. So here at AfterBuzz, we're bringing you something to laugh about. Serial Buddies. It's a hilarious movie. It's like Dexter meets Dumb and Dumber. I know you saw it. I saw it.
I saw it. I loved it.
I was rolling on the floor. Well, now, after buzzers, you can download Serial Buddies, and you can also download on your iPhones and your iPads. There is a cost. There is a cost. Now, although we do give you lots of free content from AfterBuzz, like all of our shows, there is a cost for Serial Buddies, but it's going to be the best, I think it's what,
$5.99?
It's going to be the best $5.99 you've ever spent. You can watch it again and again and again. You can watch it on your iPhone, your iPad, and you can watch it with friends. If you don't have any friends, you can just sit and laugh and just have a good old time and your stomach can hurt.
Yes.
So make sure you guys check out Adventures of Serial Buddies, and you're going to help support the AfterBuzz community, which helps, you know, bring you new shows and new content, keeps us here, keeps the lights on, the AC on, you know, that's all.
And if you want to see Phil get his comeuppance, you got to watch Serial Buddies.
Phil get his comeuppance?
Phil the producer. If you know who Phil is, you'll know that you may see him, you may or may not see him strangled in this movie. But it's in a funny way, so you gotta watch
and see.
We love Phil. Yeah, you guys have to download, watch, and see.
Watch and see.
All right. And we'd love to hear what you think about the movie, too. So, you know, feel free to make some comments on YouTube or iTunes and let us know what you thought. Okay, so let's get back to
let's talk about some fun things.
Okay, fun things. So game night. So finally, we're getting to see the family come together again. The Loritas had everybody over, with the exception of Teresa, because I don't know. They kind of made it seem like Teresa and Caroline were having their little sit down meeting at the same time that Loritas were having their party. I'm sure it was on different days, but that's kind of how it looked. I don't know. I thought it was nice seeing the family get together and around a little prosciutto and cheese, and like the Italians Manzo boys. Do. Yes, we finally get to see the Manzo boys because we didn't get to see them last episode. I don't know. That was nice.
That was nice. It's always nice to have family night.
It is.
Can we talk about Lauren's weight real quick?
Yes, I was just going to get to that. All right, so Lauren, we all know that Lauren, she did lap band surgery last season, and we had really strong opinions about that.
She's a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
That lives in her parents' house.
Well, if my parents had a house like that, I might still be living in it, too.
No, she says she's a grown-ass woman, and then her father says that lives in her parents' house.
True, very true, but it was very controversial the way that Lauren lost her weight because a lot of us thought, okay, is she being lazy, you know, not doing it the traditional way? Because what she lost 20 pounds during the lap band surgery, I believe.
It was like 20 or 30.
20 or 30 pounds. She looked great. Now, it looks like some of that weight has crept back up. I don't know what's happening. I still think she looks good, but it doesn't look like she's kept all that weight off.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
But
yeah.
It's just, that's okay to gain some of the weight back, but is she going to look for a quick fix again? Because that was my thing last season.
Yeah.
I felt like,
I didn't like it either.
We kind of felt that she kind of, it was like a quick fix, and it's, you know, something that that could have been dealt with a little bit differently. And seeing her now with some of that weight back is just, there's obviously deeper rooted issues.
Yeah, she's got much deeper rooted issues. And just because you can afford to go out and get, you know, pay a doctor a couple thousand dollars.
That's what was upsetting to us, because not everyone has that luxury.
Has the resources, yeah.
To do that.
Some people just have to, and hey, at the end of the day, I think eating healthy costs a hell of a lot more. There's a reason why there's dollar menus out there.
Well, that's
you
not
know?
Necessarily true. If you want to look like a $1 million, stop ordering from the dollar menu, honey. That's just as simple as it gets.
No, I'm not advocating that people do that, but I'm just saying it's a lot less expensive unhealthy. It is. It really is.
I think eating unhealthy and the whole drive-through fast food, that's a quick fix.
It is.
You know, I mean, you can get like a bag of greens and that can last you for a few days, you know, and
Bag of greens, $3, and for $3 you have a full meal from McDonald's. Now,
and then you're gonna be hungry 10 minutes later because you're gonna be crapping that nasty shit out.
Get me wrong, I don't eat that stuff. Well, last night I had a protein-style double in and out. Anyway,
last night I went dirty too. I mean,
but I'm just saying. I think you know there's that whole debate about you know like health and you know how it does cost more to eat healthy and
it
you know,
costs
so,
more to
for,
eat
for a family of four
organically.
You know?
But
oh, hell yeah,
yeah. But I mean, okay. But I still don't think that's any excuse. And okay, and another thing is, we're talking about Lauren specifically.
Yes.
She can eat healthy. She can eat greens all day long.
This is true.
You know, so
she got a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. She got a paycheck.
Yep.
So
she has that reality money.
Yeah. And mommy and daddy's money. So,
well,
anyways.
I don't know. I wish her well with whatever is happening with her diet and her health. I mean, I think she looked great, you know, last season when she lost all that weight. And hopefully.
She still looks great
right
now.
Yeah, she still looks good.
I'm just hoping that she doesn't. That this isn't a beginning of like a spiral downhill and then she loses her confidence again.
Yeah.
Again, you know what I mean?
Well, only time will tell. Well, time and McDonald's.
And McDonald's. No, but you know who is drop dead beautiful is Victoria.
I know.
She looks stunning. I love her darker hair.
Victoria Wakili. Who would have thought? She is such an attractive girl. Like, just, I love her with her, assuming that's her natural hair, like she's a brunette, but she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's
I think
stunning.
Kathy and Richie's kids are really growing up to be like.
I know, you have a little crush on little Joey.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's so cute.
He's so cute.
They have some good looking kids.
They do.
They really do.
Did you catch that comment that Teresa made about the period?
Yeah. Okay. Another ignorant comment. I would love to challenge Teresa to see, like, well, can she get through an episode?
It was a saying. I don't think it's Teresa's saying. I think it's a saying that,
but
like,
still,
when somebody goes down on a girl when
on their period
and they or something, they literally, like,
it makes them, like, attract to them or whatever.
Well, because
like,
they ingest some of their blood. So it's kind of like the girl has a power over you. It's like some kind of spell.
That's first of all. I mean, all right, there is, now this is true. When a woman, okay, this is going to be really quick, Steven. Sorry, so you might want to like earmuffs.
Steven's napping. He's like not even there. He's sleeping right now.
But basically when it's that time of the month for a woman, and I like to call it business week.
Okay. So when I like to call it lady time.
Well, when it's business week for a woman, we do emit like this, you know, pheromones, certain pheromones that make, you know, that men can smell or.
Okay.
No, it's true. It's true. That men can smell and it makes you, you know, kind of, it's kind of like an aphrodisiac. It makes you like
for
more,
a man or for a woman?
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't know what is going on down there for you, but no one can smell my.
No, but it's not. No. It's not like an obvious.
Unless
like,
you're a shark
scent,
and you want to bite my ass off.
But it's true. We do emit this scent that like it makes men, you know, like more amorous and it turns them on. You don't necessarily know that you're doing it. It's not like they're smelling your twat, but like it's just it's true. It's true. I love that sound effect.
I love it. Okay.
So Teresa makes a decent point.
She does, but then do you invite him to lick the lady parts?
Hell no! You don't lick the lady parts during business
week. No, you don't, but that's what she was saying. Like, I think that he might have got it on the back end or the front end and maybe accidentally ingested some of the business week.
Well, why can't he just love his wife? He is crazy about his wife.
And
why can't he just be that?
Oh, because she doesn't have that with her husband. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, we'll get to...
And then she, it just makes her so angry that he does everything and anything for her, and then there's freaking Judice that's like,
who's a fucking god
who has all these paperwork. He's like, which court say what am I doing?
Then he needed the magnifying glass to look
at which court date is this. I mean, it's a hot mess in that household.
It
you know
really is. But yeah, why can't it just be that? Why can't Joe Gorga just be absolutely nuts and crazy about his wife?
I don't know, but talking about nuts and crazy,
where are you going with this?
We discover on this episode that Rosie is strictly about the scissor kicking. She does not do strap-ons. She does. This is what happened in this episode.
I know. We have to recap the facts, people, and this is what happened. Continue.
So no, that was it. I don't know who called her out. Was like, have you, you know, had a penis in you before? Have you had a man slept with a man? She said no, and I'm not down with women that come with like strap-ons or, you know, the other things. She's all like strictly, she just likes to scissor kick. That's what they call it.
Oh my god, I swear we could probably spend at least another half hour just talking about that.
This. Of course, always.
And it's so timely since it's Gay Pride Week here in Los Angeles. Go for you, Rosie. Get yours, girl.
Everyone has their own preference, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Apparently, Gorga likes to go down during business week. Rosie doesn't like all that strap-on.
To each their own. Yeah. But I can get that as a lesbian, because you like if a woman comes to you and says, "I want you to do that," doesn't it? Because those are man parts. So I get where she's coming from.
Yeah,
Steven, you want to weigh in here? Maybe
no.
Not.
He's like,
no.
Okay. Well. No, but I get it. But okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah, we could really.
Did we ever? Oh, wait, never mind. That's
what
news and gossip. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I think we covered everything. Is there anything you want to add? Anything you want to add?
No,
Ms. Han. All right. So I think it's time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, I like that noise.
I actually did want to add. In the end result, Teresa does want to work it out with her brother. So I'm really glad that... Did we already cover that?
Not really. But yeah.
So I'm glad that she does. She's on board of with working things out with her brother.
Well, and, you know, time will tell what that looks like.
Okay,
so basically, same subject we've heard before. Teresa is slamming cheating rumors about Joe Giudice. And they're also, basically it's rumored that they're sleeping in separate beds. I feel like, even though this is new news as of now, I feel like we kind of heard this before in the past. But the rumor is that Joe is cheating on her with their nanny.
The one that's cheating, not Melissa.
I'm talking about Teresa and Joe Giudice.
He got caught in the tabloids with another.
Yeah, and basically they're saying he's cheating on her Arnold Schwarzenegger style with their nanny Nicole Simelli. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that's the rumor. And Teresa once again is shooting down rumors. I think we could, at this point we can call a spade. He's definitely cheating on her.
Or he's cheated. Or
cheated in the past. And she just, for whatever reason, she wants to, you know, keep that part of her life off limits, which is strange because everything else is out there, but whatever. But she's shooting it down regardless.
Did you ever find out about Caroline and Albie's marriage rumors?
I looked for a couple things. Not much popped up, but maybe we'll have to dig a little deeper.
I think I have my Us Weekly somewhere laying around the house because I know there was an article about that.
And then more gossip with Teresa. So Teresa's BFF, her name is Heather McLean. And funny enough, she was on her own reality show back in the day called The Rebel Billionaire, but basically her best friend is shooting down rumors that she has been the one writing Teresa's blog. And actually the article was just like crazy long.
Listen, we all know that Teresa does not write her own blogs.
It's Heather, somebody's writing that, and we know it's not Teresa. Right. Not when she's saying ingredients.
Exactly.
So, but it's interesting that her, you know, her best friend is, you know, speaking out. And it does make me wonder, though, since this person, Heather, is a former reality star, is she doing this for some other kind of, you know, motive?
Maybe.
You know, maybe she's trying to get herself out there again. Because have you ever heard of The Rebel Billionaire?
No.
I never heard of that show.
No.
Anyway, so that's it for news and gossip. Not unless you have anything else to add.
No, that was it.
All right, time for some predictions.
And
now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. One more time. Predictions. All right.
This is official period song.
Bling, bling, bling. The more you know, NBC. Anyway, I think that's where that was from. So, it looks like there's more drama with Melissa. And I have to say, like, and I'm reading these blogs closely, everybody. And every week, you know, you can, you know, make sure not only are we going to catch you up on the actual episode, but we're going to catch you up what the women are saying on their blogs. But
and you know what? There's a lot to cover. So we really appreciate you guys' feedback via YouTube, via iTunes. Sometimes you guys don't express this so eloquently, but we do appreciate it. We're trying to do as much research on our end, but we, you know, sometimes we may miss a few things.
Yeah, so that's why we need you. Yeah,
so we definitely need you guys, and we appreciate all the feedback that we get.
I predict that just Melissa, things are just going down with her. Just because already just the fans, like, I mean, I didn't read every single comment from the blogs, but people just, they think she's a liar. They don't like her. I think her true colors are going to, you know, really start to unfold as we go further. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I don't want to say like I told you so, but I kind of, I mean,
You kind of are.
I kind of am. You know, I kind of saw her bullshit last season, and not that I'm happy that it's playing out, but it's just you can smell bullshit all over her.
Yep.
And what was the preview? What else happened?
Something's up with Melissa. What else was there? No fighting or anything yet. We haven't gotten to that yet.
I'm like brain dead right now. It was kind of juicy.
Yeah, it was. And I think it centered around Melissa.
Yeah, and then we saw either Gia or Melania run out and saying like, it was Teresa and Melissa were at an event. And Melissa, she didn't go visit the father-in-law.
Right, in the hospital.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then Melissa is swearing up and down that she went with Antonia. And Teresa is saying, your father-in-law said that you did not call or come or whatever.
Yeah.
And,
And so she's calling her out as a liar, which I think is interesting because a lot of those fans on that blog are saying the same thing about her. So now it is, it's interesting. So to hear Teresa say it, no, you're a liar, like now she's starting to get backed up. So,
I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, we're going to see next week, people. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week. I know next week is Father's Day next Sunday. So, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes.
We'll figure it out. All right, Susan, where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and sound tracking at It's Susan Hahn.
And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's GO2GirlTV. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes and YouTube. 5-5. And hope you have a very good weekend. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
No. Buzz you later.
No.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.